EXILIAHU. It's going to raise funds for evacuating families in Gaza. And yeah, I think that's everything I want to say. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I think I just want to say Nishkein Tzedek, Nishkein Sholem, no justice, no peace. And again, Befreit Palestina, may Palestine be free. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. This was a beautiful time and moment of sharing this music that needs to be heard. We're in this time of really intense, deep chaos. And I think a lot of us are just have to dissociate from it. Mm-hmm. Like, I really admire the way you've just been able to stay with this this mourning and this grief and produce this beautiful work of music. But yeah, that's going to be it from me. The show has been Mixotroph. This is not my usual schedule. It's usually from 5 to 6 on Thursdays, bi-weekly. So if you're interested in world music and what I'm sharing with local artists and different traditions, you can catch me there. And until next time, thank you.
That drunk window smoker, tied and drooling, flapped and stunk pillow, stroked my hand, pooling must be peas, strapped or hung that fellow, broke my grand stool, dust he, seas stung or wallowed, hope or glands, ruled my lust, seas stopping wrist or heaving clots and lists, nor seizing crap that bunk in. Indoor broken ride and fooling. This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I can smell the fear. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Lethal Refresh. You're listening to the I Love You Hour on CITR 101.9. I don't know why I thought that was a Lethal Refresh. Anyway, we're here. We're back. Been missing you a lot. It's been another 2 weeks since we last spoke. And I Love You Hour is back. And someone came on today that I'm very happy is on I Love You Hour. And it's my auntie. It's my auntie Susan. Aww. Who's... On my mom's side, mm-hmm. I graduate in a couple days, so she came out early. The rest of the family is going to be on the way.
I get you all to myself.
Yeah,
for a couple of days.
We had a whole day.
And a half. It was
and
great.
It was really nice. And tomorrow we have another day of exploring the city. And I'm just really happy she's here. We haven't seen each other since.
Before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, maybe 2018.
Yeah, might for it have Christmas, been. I think out in Calgary, right?
Yeah, with Nana. Uh-huh. So it's been a long time since we've seen each other.
I know,
and I'm a lot older, and things have changed a lot.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, and I'm like, oh my gosh, such a handsome, wonderful, kind-hearted man. Young man, I'm so proud of you. I couldn't be more proud.
That's very kind. You know? I really appreciate it, and... I'm really happy we get to hang out with each other after so long. And
me too.
And I get to have you here as well. Yeah. And you get to meet some friends. Yeah. And you'll meet a lot more friends as the time progresses. Yeah. But it's really nice that you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
And it's been a lovely day. It's been a very lovely day. A little more rainy now, but we had some lovely kind of overcast but sun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some blue skies as well we had today, and it was really, really nice.
The campus is beautiful. I mean, to the students here, what a wonderful place to study. What a beautiful place. What a beautiful environment. You must mm-hmm. You're so fortunate. It's just a lovely, lovely campus.
Yeah. No, I looking back on it kind of through your eyes, mm-hmm. I like see it from another perspective, and it's really, really nice. And
it's always nice to look at your home through others' eyes, like mm-hmm. when you would come out to New York to visit me, because
mm-hmm.
I live in New York. I've been there for my goodness. About as long as those archives have been sitting over
since
there.
The 80s.
The 80s.
A little while ago.
Yeah, a little while ago. Yeah.
And then, but it's amazing. And this is an amazing place, an amazing land that, you know, people have shared stories on and people have called home for a long time. It's the traditional unceded and stolen lands of the whole Musqueam-speaking Musqueam people. And we, CITR, broadcast all the way out to the lands of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh. We also broadcast on CITR.ca to whatever stolen lands you may be on. And we, you know, in sharing stories, we've been sharing those stories as well. We had cool conversations about that, and I wonder how else it may come up. And it's very always when you come to a new place, it's very interesting.
It is.
You always learn new things, and... it's amazing to like learn histories and current people's stories and current people's lives and just be open to hearing others and
being present in a community is
important. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sometimes it takes a lot of, it sometimes takes time to figure out where you are in your community, not where you are in your community, but the energy you can give and, be with other people on, which it takes time, but. It's nice when you start to realize it and you learn like
kind of
where things are and it's
true.
Really nice. And, you know, I'm sure, I don't know, cause you moved to Harlem in.
Oh, so
I was just saying when it comes to like new communities.
Yes,
and,
it was, I was scared. Not because it was in Harlem. I want to clarify that. I was scared because I was in a situation in New York where I lost my apartment due to a landlord issue. And that was scary. That was very scary. And I looked around and I found this apartment and I moved in and that was March 1, 2020, and then the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. So I was away from my old neighborhood, and I hadn't built a community up there, and we were kind of in lockdown, and there was like, you know, you had your pods, right? When you were during, you know, during COVID. So what I did was I just, there was a volunteer cleanup on the boulevard, which I live. I live on what they call Lenox Avenue, which is a very famous avenue in New York City and Harlem, very big in the Harlem Renaissance. It was where all the jazz and nightclubs were. As a matter of fact, I live on the footprint of a very, very famous ballroom called the Savoy Ballroom. That was the only integrated ballroom in the U.S. at the time during the Harlem Renaissance, and a lot of famous people played there, Ella and Billy and Louis Armstrong, and it was an incredible thing. That's where the Lindy Hop was born. It's known as the place of the Happy Feet. But anyway, I digress. But it's Hop also things. Called, it's co-named, and it's also Malcolm X Boulevard, which Malcolm X, it was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. And they did something very interesting. I was running around getting last minute things in my neighborhood for this trip, and they did a celebration, and all the businesses in Harlem, they closed down from 1 to 4 o'clock.
Really?
So I had gone to this pharmacy. I had to pick up something before the trip, and I'm like, oh, and it made you aware of the history and things like that. But the community has embraced me, and I'm an ally, and I've embraced them. I just love the community so much. I was telling my nephew that a story of my neighbor came down to to give me a care package for the plane.
Yeah.
Little snacks and some beautiful, just a beautiful card, and wished me well.
Yeah. So did it get a lot easier after the restrictions kind of eased, or
it's they call it a village. Harlem is called a village, the village of Harlem, and people take care of one another, and they look out for you, and they watch out for you, and I just feel like sometimes when things are scary in life, and, you know, I lost my home and I didn't know where I was going to go. And then the pandemic hit, and I felt alone and isolated. There was a silver lining. There was this community that basically was there, and, you know, I got involved, and it's about putting yourself out there. That's what I've learned. You put yourself out there. Also, my role is also to listen. This is not typically when I say my community, historically, it's not my community. So I am there to learn, and I'm there to listen, and I've been shown a lot of love. So, you know, it's very appropriate on this your radio show, I guess, you know, that, you know, if we just listen to one another, amazing things can happen.
Oh, wow. That's actually, that's really well put. Well, to honor talking about Harlem, we have two songs about Harlem lined up. We got Harlem by Bill Withers.
The
great
Bill Withers.
Yeah. And also Midnight in Harlem by, how do you say the name?
I always do this. I saw them at the Beekman in New York City. Tedeschi Trucks Band.
I've never heard Tedeschi? It's a name I'm not, that's a lot of members. Holy moly. How many? It's like
they're
20
amazing.
People or
the
something.
The musicians are incredible.
Wow. That's, and, 12 piece. Wow. That's pretty amazing. And that you said the beat. Wow. Okay. Midnight in Harlem by one more time?
Tedeschi?
Tedeschi.
Yeah,
okay.
Trucks Band.
And then those two are from you. And then I also have one of my songs that's been nearby to me recently, and I've been listening to a lot, not really based in Harlem. The band is from Chile, and the song is Murió la Flor by Los Angeles Negros, which is beautiful, operatic. I've been listening to a lot of this band recently. They have another really popular song, which is called Y Volevre. which is like their most popular song. But this song, I don't know why, it's just the vocals on it and the entire backing band for me is like, I don't know, it just gets me feeling. And the name too, like, I don't understand all the lyrics, but even the name, like mm-hmm. the death of the flower, I think is like a really beautiful name. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna hear all three of those.
Awesome.
And then we're gonna be right back. I hope you enjoy your listening to CITR 101.9, the I Love You, Ewan and Auntie Susan on the radio out to the Lower Mainland. Enjoy these three tracks. We'll be back with you soon. Bye.
My heart was went down to the river and I took a look around. There were old man's shoes, there were needles on the ground. No more mysteries, baby, no more secrets, no more clues.
Desde hace tiempo espero yo oír tu voz, sentir tu amor, y ya no sé lo que es reír, no sé vivir si tú no estás. Cada rumor que llega a mí me hace soñar. Estás aquí, siento tu cuerpo junto a mí, y al despertar tú ya no estás. Murió la flor y en mí tu esencia se quedó, y tu risa las noches frías son
llorando estoy. ¿Dónde estarás? ¿En qué otros labios mis caricias dejarás? Mientras aquí cada recuerdo es un martirio para mí. Murió la flor y en mí tu esencia se quedó y tu risa infantil creo escuchar. Las noches frías son, no brilla más el sol desde que tú
No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
And we are back on CITR 101.9. You are listening to I Love You Hour. Before that, you heard the beautiful voice of Nolan from Mixotroph, who did the Ride On Bike ad. And Nolan's actually in CITR right now, and I'm speaking to him, and he's laughing. And before that, you heard Murió la Flor by Los Angeles Negros. You heard Midnight in Harlem by Tedeschi. Tedeschi Truck Band. I feel like the more that I'm trying to overpronounce it, I'm forgetting it more if
it's tricky.
Speak it like a word. Anyway, and then Harlem by Bill Withers.
Yes.
Amazing songs.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. It's that band is real. I will need to listen to more of their stuff.
Yeah, they are pretty incredible. It's a big band, like 12
yeah.
people. Very talented. They have some good stuff.
No, it's really, really nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so easygoing. Like you just feel relaxed. Like you can listen on the beach, or I don't know.
Exactly.
Like it's just I love that kind of music.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's still, you know, it's got a lot of heart and like it's not just frivolous. It's got a lot to it.
The soul to it.
Which is really nice. Yeah. And got some more of your stuff.
I know.
This is good though. I don't want to talk so the inspiration for the show has come from a lot of places.
Uh-huh.
My good friend Kabir, who has been on the show a couple of times, I used to hang out at his dorm room and we used to just share new music together, which was one of the inspirations. But I don't think I realized it at the time until I think we were talking about it. But I think part of the reason why I wanted to do a show like this was because we had one night.
Yes, I remember.
I was at a tournament.
Yes.
And after the tournament, my parents were away. This was around 2018, 2019, I think.
Yeah, which one were we?
We were in St. Catharines.
That's right.
For your national fencing.
Yes.
And
they had a dinner to go to, so we got to hang out in the hotel together.
They were seeing old friends.
That's right.
And we were in the hotel together, and we were just playing music back and forth.
We did. We were sharing what, you know, Ewan would teach me about a lot of bands that I didn't know about, and it was so great. I got to hear some new music, and then I'm like, but listen to this, and, you know, some oldies but goodies. And it just kind of went on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, we were doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Which was the best.
It was the best. And we got had a lot of laughs, maybe a few tears, perhaps. I seem to remember that.
That's good. I mean,
for me, it's my side.
The emotional roller coaster.
Yes. I mean, I feel music deeply.
Yeah, it just hits you to your soul sometimes. And
for sure. There
can be certain songs that, like, you want to listen to all the time, or they can, every time you listen to, they bring something deep. And
yep.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
How much there is. And yeah. I think this next song, yeah. I think is something that connects very deeply to you.
It does. Ruthie Foster, she sings a song called Phenomenal Woman, which is based on the Maya Angelou poem, Phenomenal Woman. And, you know, that speaks to how beauty and power and strength, it comes from within. It's not outward. I mean, it's not just your outward physique, if you will. And it really lifts you up. I mean, it lifts me up as a woman, as a strong woman. And yeah, I really like it. And I think the next one you're playing is The Joke.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it hits me to the core. I'm at nature. I'm always for the underdog. I'm always out there for the underdog, whether it's humans or animals or whatever. I really care for it, and that song really, I think, is a healing song.
Yeah.
About hey, you know, we're with you. You know, there's a community out here that supports you, no matter what you're going through, and it won't always be like this. And you know, there is love out there, huh?
Love, yes. Love. That's a really good message. I'm really excited to kind of listen to some lyrics. I am gonna play one of mine after this. I hope this song matches I don't know if it will match the theme. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a song about, to me, I always think of it as a song about kind of inner strength, about getting beaten down but having like a goal. It's called Sportsman by Harumi Hosono from a legendary band, WMO, Yellow Magic Orchestra, which Ryuichi Sakamoto, who rests in peace. It's been a couple years now. He's a pianist I really love, and he's done a lot of work, like soundtracks. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence is probably his most popular song with David Bowie, if you know the movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where he's in the internment camp. I think he plays the officer.
Oh, okay.
But he's also a great musician. And Harumi Hosono, also very good, just amazing with synth stuff. And we're going to try to fit some more. We're going to see how much time we have after this. But I think these are three amazing songs. Right. To do.
I'm excited to hear yours.
I'm excited to hear yours.
As you did years ago, you're introducing me to some amazing new music.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, I'm glad it's shared.
Yeah.
And okay, let's listen to Phenomenal Woman by Ruthie Foster, CITR 101.9.
Built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in
as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand and fall down on their knees. And when they swarm around me like a hive of honeybees, I say it's in the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist, the joy.
Aren't you, boy, with your quiet voice and impeccable style? Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Let them discouraged, don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer.
come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak and then displace you after carrying your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired, but you don't look scared.
The whole family gets in shape.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9. You just heard Sportsman by Harumi Hasano. Before that, you heard Lovely, The Joke by Brandi Carlile. And before that, The Amazing Phenomenal Woman by Ruthie Foster.
Very nice.
And those were some amazing tracks. It was so lovely to have you here.
Oh.
I just want to say, like...
Thank you for inviting me. It's so... I mean, this is... I bragged... my friends that I was going to be on radio.
Well, now you can share it. If you're listening, it's come true.
It's come true. I know, they're like, oh my God, that's so cool. It's taking them back to their college radio day stages. Uh-huh. So I just wanted to tell you and all of your classmates, congratulations.
Oh, thank
you. Guys have worked very hard and you deserve this. Be in the moment. Enjoy the day. Celebrate your family. Celebrate yourself. And you guys are going to do great things. I just know it.
Thank
I feel
you.
It.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you today, but you're going to be in the safe hands of Molly with Mozzie's Morsels. So amazing tunes coming up for you. So I hope you enjoy. And hey, if you ever want to come on again to the internet waves, you want to fly out all the way here. I'm sure we could do a Zoom.
Yeah.
We could figure something out.
We could figure something out.
Because I feel like there's a lot more music we need to listen
to
together.
Yeah, you know, we could do something remote, I'm sure. They do it all the time with podcasts. Why can't we?
Exactly.
Yeah, we got this.
Anyway, we'll be saying goodbye to you. Thank you so much. See you later. Bye-bye.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
Hello, this is Alex Ong Hong Tai from Dirty Beaches, aka Last Lizard, and you're listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
change your days, she said to me. Things will get better if you pray some more. Drunk in